Well, one other thing. I'm going to pass out the sign-up sheet. If you're not on our mailing list yet, you know, be sure you sign that and you can be on the mailing list.
Okay, I think I've got everything adjusted here so I can get to it for the presentation tonight. Just a little correction. I'm a lot closer to Hood River. I live in Hood River rather than Portland. Design Science Association does meet at a church, the Greater Portland Church, a Bible church, on the third Saturdays, and any of you are welcome to join us if you like. We bring in speakers as well. Heinz spoke there last month. It's the third Saturday of the month, 9 o'clock, at the Greater Portland Bible Church. A little more background on myself. 15 years as a geology professor. I've been believing and understanding the factual information of the creation worldview. The earth is young, God created, and there really was a global flood, okay? And so all of my education, you know, junior high school, college, and master's, it's all the uniformitarian evolutionary point of view. So how do you deal with that? Well, if you're well-founded in the young earth creation viewpoint, worldview, then you don't get confused with the other one. There's some good science that is taught by the evolutionary professors. I don't deny that. There's some real good science. It's just that theory that doesn't work. You can't find facts to prove it. But there, you can go out in the field and you can find the evidence for the young earth global flood creation worldview. So I'm going to do two things today. In speaking, I'll be using some things that I took photographs of in the gorge, other items that will cover the topics we're talking about, and then I will also use portions of a DVD. And this DVD has 22 portions in it, different things in it, and I'll probably only go over two or three of them. They're available out at the table if you'd like to purchase one. It's Tracking the Flood, Creation Explorers, a family, the Pike family from the Portland-Gresham area. They actually refurbished an old fishing boat and just turned it from a rusty old boat into a beautiful white seaworthy craft, and they used it mostly on the river. And then they have a Piper Cub that's been in their family for three generations. In fact, the Pike family does build planes and repair planes. That's how they make their living. And that gives them time to make movies and DVDs, and they're pretty talented people. I guess while I'm mentioning those kind of things, there's four of us that have gotten together for the past 15 years and have been writing books. Three of us wrote this one, John Day. It's the Road Guide to the John Day in Central Oregon, you know where the fossils are. We do lead four-day field trips to that area. Then we wrote a Yellowstone book, same format as the one I just had up here. But we've replaced that with these books. Our very first book is Grand Canyon. And the pages not only open up on a spiral, but they fold out. And we do this not mile by mile, but location by location for the different locations in the park. Our topics are geology, ecology, plants and animals, and history, our main points. And then we'll do hiking, fishing, boating, whatever else fits the particular location that you're at. And there's a lot of, as you see, a lot of pictures in here. Kids love to read it. Families, parents like to read it to plan a trip. So before going to the Grand Canyon, if you had one of these, it would help you not miss some things that you might have missed otherwise. And that was 3 years in the making, about 6 weeks down there for the four of us. The authors are myself, John Hergen, rather, also Hood River, Oregon, and the two of us started Creation Encounter. And Mike Ord, maybe you've heard of his name. He's a very prolific writer in geology. He's one of our authors. Written about 30 books and 70 articles. And then Tom Vail, he's the person that until just recently did the float trips, the creation float trips down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. He's now transferred that to another person, and he does the land tours, taking people around to the sites for the Grand Canyon. Well, he heard that the three of us were writing a book on the Grand Canyon. So he asked if he could join us. We said yes. And it turns out it's his design for these books. And all three of them are on this format. The spirals on the back. Very, very nice books. And those are, that's Zion and Bryce. And our third one is Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons. And they're just $15, any of these. That's normally $16. Okay. I've done the stuff that I normally do at the end. Let's go ahead and get started with the program. Looking for my DVD here. Where did it go? That's what happens when you are going to do two different things at the same time. Third from the bottom. Oh, right. This one right here. I don't know if that... Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. Okay. It doesn't look right. Heinz, to the rescue. Okay. It's not this one.
Get back to the geology.
Your documents. Yeah, I need to have that up. Okay.
This one you want, right?
But yeah, this is my first one. But then yes. How about the per playing the DVD? That's what I was going to start with the first section on it.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I was looking for. Let's just drop that back down.
Let's see, where's the player?
Oh, we have to select it over here, don't we? Hit.